Good evening and Happy New Year. We're still saying Happy New Year. We're nearly into February. So, it's great to be back, isn't it? How wonderful is it just to come in and to worship God together? There was just that moment where that song kicked in and I just heard all your voices. Had to take a little video there. It was just so sweet. And I was just thinking to myself, man, God is up there smiling on all of his treasured daughters this evening as we give him the glory and the praise. Well, it is, in fact, a brand new year and a brand new season at Women to Women. We are so excited as a team. We have been bursting to get back and to be able to share with you all that God is preparing us for in this coming year. If you're joining us for the first time this evening, a very warm welcome. We hope you have felt the Women to Women welcome already. It's great to have you with us. However, if you've been coming along to Women for as long as I have, then you will know that we are a people who are led by vision. Everyone say vision. Vision. This week at Women to Women is indeed our vision week. And if you have been with us for many years, you will know that it's so important for us to start the year off well and filled with direction. And you will also know how wonderful God speaks to us through the year, and it links back to that vision that he gives us as a team at the beginning of a brand new year. Women to Women have been doing life together now for over 16 years, and the aim of this ministry is to help women to develop and to nurture a closer relationship with Jesus. And Susan has already shared with you the different ways in which we do that here on a Thursday night, a Friday morning. We have our little sister branch, Little Women to Women. Can I encourage you to get your young girls along to that? We also have exciting events that we host throughout the year, and we cannot wait for Hope Ever After. In fact, Hope is here now, but we cannot wait for Hope Ever After next week, our worship weekend. Not just a worship day, no, a weekend, a whole weekend, or Friday and Saturday, of Women to Women. Is there anything better than that? We get to hang out together, we get to fellowship, we get to eat lots of food and pray lots of prayers, and it's just wonderful. I want to also just continue to remind you to keep your eyes fixed on our socials, on our Facebook and Insta. How cool do I sound right now? Because we post all our up-to-date informations on our socials, especially of other up-and-coming events. Yes, we are not just stopping at the worship weekend. We like to have a bit of fun at Women to Women also. So keep your eyes posted for our fundraiser. We like to have fun and raise money while we're doing that. And I'm pleased to tell you, hot off the press, ladies, get your trainers at the ready, because we are having another fitness fellowship fundraiser, which will be coming in the summertime. So keep your eyes posted for that. And also the eagerly awaited back worship day. Who enjoyed Mirror Mirror? Yes, we certainly had a wonderful day in the house at Mirror Mirror. So this year, it'll be back, our worship day in September. I can tell you right now, it's Saturday, the 2nd of September. And again, that will all be released soon. So keep your eyes posted. So as I've said already, we like to be led by the Spirit of God, by his voice, by his vision and revelation. Without vision, the Bible says that the children perish. They die spiritually. We are hungry, Jesus, and we are hungry for you to feed us, aren't we? Holy Spirit, that's our prayer. As we start this new season, as we begin this new year, we are hungry for you. We don't want to starve, Lord. We want you to fill us up. So right now, Lord, we just want to take a moment to pour out to you. Empty us, Lord, of self or of everything that's going on, the distractions and derailments of life, the things that have been weighing us down and worrying us and causing us to be anxious. Lord, we lay them at your feet right now, Master. We pour it out to you, Jesus, the only one that can take all. And as we pour out, Lord God, we ask right now that you would pour back in. That you would pour in your peace, that you would pour in your hope, that you'd pour in your joy, your revelation, your leadership, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would speak to us and lead and guide us in this new year. We are hungry for you and for your voice. And as you pour back in, Lord, let us be a people that are equipped, ready, prepared to pour forth. And this we pray as we open up our vision in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I come to God and I say, God, we loved your wow word last year, which was redeemed. We studied it the whole year. We had a fantastic time studying different books of the Bible and characters that all linked back to last year's vision. But Lord, we're not content because we're about to go into a new year and we need a new vision. We need a fresh perspective. Anybody need a fresh perspective tonight? Yeah, good. That's good. We're going to get it. A fresh perspective. Give us eyes to see. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So I will lean in and I'll say, God, give us something for 2023. And I was really delighted last year. It was during a session here after I asked you all one Thursday night to pray. I did. I said, pray. That we get the vision and we get it quickly so that I can enjoy my turkey dinner, not worrying about the fact that I hadn't had it yet. Because some years he's left me right to the very last breath. So I got it after you prayed. And I was here one night and I heard a sentence in my spirit. A short sentence. And the sentence is this. Since we are surrounded. Now, for those of you that read your Bible, when you get a sentence like that, you say to yourself, I think that's a Bible scripture. In fact, I knew it was a Bible scripture. In fact, I even knew what book to find it in. I just didn't know the chapter and verse. I'm not that smart. Since we are surrounded, and it comes from the book of Hebrews, a great book. Now, we're going to look at that scripture in detail. And that scripture is going to lead us this particular year. But let me tell you something. When God speaks, it's really simple. And I say all the time, lean in. Lean in. Whether it's a word, just one word he gives you, like redeemed. Or whether it's a sentence. Or whether it's a picture that you receive from heaven, like a little postcard. Or maybe you like to see a little moving video sometimes in your spirit. Can I encourage you to lean into the picture and to follow it up with questions because we like to ask God big questions. That was a series we did a few years ago. So I leaned in and I said, okay, God, since we are surrounded, I'm going to look that up in the book of Hebrews because I know it's a scripture and I'm going to meditate on that scripture. But what are you saying? What are you showing me? And what are you showing me for all of us? So with the words, since we are surrounded, in my spirit, I saw us surrounded. Surrounded by a large group of people. And the interesting thing was when I leaned into the scripture and the picture, this large group of people all had in their hands pom-poms. Stay with me, I haven't lost the plot. Or some of you might think I have. They had pom-poms. So what is God saying to us in 2023? Well, let's start with the phrase, since we are surrounded. As I've said, it comes from the book of Hebrews in chapter 12. The lovely Michelle is going to take us through our scriptures this evening. I'm going to read it in this version first. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which easily ensnares us, yours translation might say entangles, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. May God bless the reading of his precious word. So the first thing that stands out to me straight away in verse 1 of chapter 12 of Hebrews is that small word, therefore. Let me encourage you in scripture, as Dan Carnan Sr. encouraged me many, many years ago. He said, Debbie, when you see therefore, you need to pause, stop, ask the question, what is it there for? Because there is a reason why it is there. And of course, there is a reason why. You see, something has come before. So, our vision is coming from chapter 12, but we really need to read 11 and 12 together to get the bigger picture. I'm not teaching the book of Hebrews. That's not where we're going. We're just looking at this scripture and we're taking stuff from chapter 11 and 12. But it is a great book. But here is your homework, okay? On the first night, yes, here is your homework. And you've got 2 weeks because we're off next week. We're at the Westerwood. Please read chapter 11 and chapter 12 of the book of Hebrews. But before we look at what God is saying to us specifically from this verse of scripture, let's just have a wee nosy at the book of Hebrews itself. The book of Hebrews is an epistle. An epistle is a letter. Paul has written many letters in the New Testament, and this letter has an unknown author. They don't know who it was that wrote this particular one. Now, many, many years, scholars have suggested, because of the tone, because of the language, that it quite possibly could be Paul himself. I wrestle a wee bit with that one myself, because I think, just quite logically, why was he, you know, the known author of all the other books, but not this one? Who knows? So they don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews. However, many commentaries and scholars have suggested if it wasn't Paul, then it was somebody that was pretty closely linked. So it was someone that worked in partnership with Paul, someone that hung out with Paul. You see, sometimes when you spend time with the right people, you start to pray the right prayers and you start to pray the same prayers because we're working together in unison, in harmony together. So if it was not Paul, then it was someone that was closely linked with Paul. Now, last year, for those of you that attend this church, I preached one Sunday. I'm also one of the pastors here at Mosvale. And I preached one Sunday on a dynamic duo, I called them. And their names were Priscilla and Aquila in the early church. Now, Priscilla and Aquila, I learned, were co-workers in sharing the gospel with Paul. So they hung out with Paul. And they spent a lot of time with Paul. And they believed in the same message, the message of the gospel that Paul believed in. And let me tell you something that I stumbled across when I was studying Priscilla and Aquila. One commentator suggested that Priscilla may even be the writer of Hebrews. Now, don't quote me. Don't leave here tonight. I am no scholar by any means. Do not say Debbie Orr said Priscilla wrote the book of Hebrews. I am just telling you that that excited me when I read that. And it could be that it was a woman and that's why her name's not listed. But how amazing. Just go with me. Just the possibility. I'm not saying it's true. But just go with me for a moment because this really got me going. That the writer of Hebrews, quite possibly, was a woman. Don't quote me. Don't know for sure. But there's a strongly Jewish character in this letter of Hebrews, and it helps us to actually narrow down the date of the book. Now, it's likely that the letter was written somewhere between 64 and 69 AD after Christ, okay? Now, it doesn't mention anything about the destruction of the temple, which happened in AD 70. So it has to be before that time. So what we're looking at here is still very, very much the early church, okay? Now, the references within the book to Hebrews, customs, and the Old Testament, it's thought that the book was likely sent to a Jewish Christian community. So it was, the letter was sent quite possibly to the Jewish converts in Rome. That's who the letter was sent to. But we know, even though that letter was posted to them back then, that the Word of God, the inspired Word of God, is for us also today. Aren't we glad? The book, or the letter of the Hebrews, lays out the priestly ministry of Jesus. Let me tell you something. You don't need to go through anyone to go to Jesus. He says to you, come, precious one. Come, my dear child. You don't need to go into a box and sit down and confess and speak to God through someone else. You can come directly to God. Jesus is our high priest. And he died to give us this access so that we can boldly, with freedom, approach the throne of grace, even though we don't deserve it. But that Jesus has made a way for it. Aren't we glad that he is our high priest? And there's a real flow of this through the book of Hebrews. And if you want, in particular, can read about this in chapter 4. Jesus is both divine, Son of God, and he was human. And in his priestly role, Jesus Christ made a way for us to be able to enter into the very throne room of grace and mercy, to be reunited with our Holy Father, because he is our high priest. However, it's chapters 11 and it's chapters 12 that we are interested in. So let's start off with the words that God reminded me of from chapter 12. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, in the writer's mind's eye, they also saw, what they saw was previous champions of the faith. So the men and women of God that had gone before them, and they saw, he or she, whoever they were, saw them looking on as spectators at all of us, cheering us on from the stadium of heaven. And if you look at the Women to Women motto picture for this year, I give Corinne the vision that God has given me, and then she puts it together in a picture. So you'll see there in this particular stadium that there is all these spectators in the stand. They are the large group, the cloud of witnesses, the champions of the faith that have gone before us, cheering us on. And there you see the team on the field. And we'll come back to the other things that we see on the field in a moment. What they saw, what this individual or group of people saw as they were putting these words together, was the heroes. Everyone say heroes. Heroes, I'm not talking about chocolates that we eat at Christmas. The heroes of the faith that are supporting and encouraging us today to run the race, to keep on going. Did you fall down? What are they saying is, get back up again. And they are cheering us on. That's why, Christine, they had pom-poms. Because they are cheering us on. Now, those of you that attend this church, and I know there is many churches represented at Women to Women, but if you do attend this church and you were here on New Year's Day, which meant you got up nice and early, well done you, then you will have heard me share another vision. And that vision was the vision that God gave me for Moss Vale for 2023. And if you're listening tonight, and I hope you've had ears to hear already what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, but if you are listening tonight, you will see a correlation between that vision and this vision. You see, as Christian believers, we are all runners in a race. That a lane has been set before you. God has called you to run your race, as it says there, with perseverance. And these heroes of the faith, well, you see, they've run their race. They've come to the end, at the finish line, and they have gone on to glory, praise the Lord. And they are encouraging us to keep on going. So the author describes them as a cloud of witnesses. Now, that's not a word that we often use today. You know, Pastor Hugh always asks me on a Friday morning, at tea break in the morning, when our breakfast, Susan brings breakfast in. We have our breakfast and we chill out, and Pastor Hugh will say, how did Women to Women go last night? And I don't say, oh, there was a cloud of ladies in the house tonight. No, but what does it mean? Well, it's a large group. And this large group are these heroes in the faith. Now, you actually have to go back to chapter 11 to find out who these heroes are. The heroes of the faith, if you have your Bibles, and I'm not going to read it, but if you just want to glance at chapter 11, there are 16 heroes in chapter 11 named individually. However, it doesn't just stop there, because there's a host of them also that have not got names, but it speaks of them have been tortured and have been stoned and put to death because of their faith. But let me tell you, it's not just the 16 that's there in chapter 11 and the ones that are unnamed in chapter 11. But I know that you know heroes, don't you? They've already gone on to glory. And they might not be listed in chapter 11, but they were on God's heart when he inspired the writer to write chapter 11. We just lost one recently. Her name was Gladys Cannon. Gabby reminded us of that at our meeting. You know, I think Corrie ten Boom, one of those heroes. Florence Nightingale, Billy Graham. And I know that you know others individually. They have experienced many things in their life. They have experienced the ups and downs of the Christian life. They have had doubts. They have had fears. They have gone through trials and temptations. They have fallen a few times, and we saw it in David's life last year. And here they are, encouraging us with pom-poms. Keep on going. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, we know who they are now. What does the writer go on to say? Since we're surrounded by all of them, let us throw off everything that hinders. That New Year's Day message was about living the unhindered life. Let us throw everything off that would hinder us and the sin that would entangle us, and let us run the race with perseverance, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the perfecter and pioneer of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and he sat down at the right hand of God. Amen. So it's difficult to say if those heroes are actually sitting around watching us. I had this funny thought today, right, when I was going over my notes, that we would be like a reality TV show. And they were like, hurry up, Peter, hurry up. We're about to see what Diane's up to today. Can you imagine? Oh, come on, John and James, hurry up. I've just put the kettle on. We're about to see how Shona's day went at the office. Remember, she had that important thing to do today? Well, let's see how she got on. Did she do it? Did she sort it out? Did she overcome it? And I just had that funny moment today. I can't confirm for sure, right? There's a lot of that going on tonight. I can't confirm for sure if that is actually going on. One commentator suggests, though, and I think this fits, that it's not that they are watching us like Love Island. Thank goodness, right? Thank goodness we're not Love Island. Instead, that they are witnesses to us in the faith. That we get to look at them. That we get to go, oh my goodness, did you see how she forgave that man that did that to her sister. I'm talking about Corrie ten Boom. That we can look at Peter and go, gosh, did you see how ashamed he was? And yet Jesus met him on the beach and reinstated him and forgave him. And I could go on and on all night and share all those stories. But that we have the privilege and the opportunity that we can look at their lives. As a witness, I'm checking the time. Okay. Goes on to say, lay aside every weight and the sin that would hold us back. Living the unhindered life, running that race in your lane. Any runners in? Anybody like to run? One. Two. Three. Oh dear. Praise the Lord, it's a spiritual race. Because we're not going to get very far. Okay. Runners don't run with heavy clothing on, big tatty boots with bags and shopping and all that. They don't. They run lightly. Because they want a good race. They don't want anything to hold them back. They don't want anything to mess up their race. We don't want anyone to cut in their lane. And again, that goes back to the New Year Day sermon. In fact, if you're not part of Mossvale, you can still catch that sermon. It's on New Year's Day this year, and it really does link in with this. So if you've got a spare 3 hours, you can watch that. You know, the writer's encouraging you and me, get rid. Don't wait a spring to do a spring clean. Get rid of anything and everything that would slow you down, sister. Throw out anything that's going to disrupt your run. Get rid of anybody, yeah, that's going to cut in your lane. Let's run freely and let's run lightly. So consider the things in your own life right now. Those things that are maybe distracting you right now. Those things that are slowing you down right now. Those things that are putting you off running the Christian race right now. Now, if it's sin, if it's the issue of sin, let me tell you something. Do not battle with that alone. There are people here that you can come and we can help you with that. One-to-one appointments are all back open again. The diary is open. You're free to come. Don't battle with sin on your own. Give it to Jesus. He is faithful and just to forgive. You know, the word that's used to describe the impact of sin here is a strong word. It says, the sin that so easily ensnares. Other translations, it might say, entangles. This word in the Greek is a very difficult word to pronounce, is euperistaten, which can be translated in four different ways. Number one, easily avoided, admired, ensnaring, and dangerous. Sins, number one, that can be easily avoided, but we don't avoid them. Come on. We know. If I just stopped going there, perhaps that wouldn't happen. If I just avoided seeing that particular person and having, then I wouldn't have those particular conversations. It's easily avoided if you just make a few wee tweaks and changes. Number one, easily avoided, but are not. Number two, some sins are admired. Yet even though they are admirable, they need to be laid aside. Because then they fall into the last two categories of being dangerous and ensnaring. Let me tell you something about sin. Sin doesn't look ugly, but it leads to ugliness. You know, that man in the office who's married, he's not ugly. If you continue to flirt with him and send him fake Facebook messages, it will lead to ugliness. Sin looks attractive. Of course it does. That chocolate cake oozing with chocolate frosting and buttercream and, oh, how lovely and yummy that it looks. It's alluring. It's enticing. As I've said before, it goes on here. I'm speaking to myself. It's admired, but even though it's admired, we need to lay it aside. It's easily voided. We need to lay it aside. It's ensnaring, which means it traps you. Addiction. That's what addiction does. It traps you. And then there's sins that are dangerous. But no matter what the sin is, dear sister, let me tell you something. We can, with the power of Christ that worked within us, cast it off. So instead of getting caught up and ensnared by sin, instead, the writer goes on to say, we can change our focus. You were looking for a fresh perspective tonight? Change your focus. It says that we are to fix our eyes on Jesus. Not on that guy in the office or the gym, not on that chocolate cake, not on that bottle of Sauvignon Blanc, but instead we are to fix our eyes on Jesus. He is the one that is going to help you run a good race. He is the one that's going to lead you straight to the finishing line, which is eternity. And note, did you see what it says? That it doesn't say run it. It says, let us run. Yes, you've got your own lane. Yes, your name's marked out in that name, lane. But we are to run together. There are other runners running alongside you. And we're going to come back to that because that's very, very important for us in our vision and our message for Women to Women this year. So we are to look to Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. One translation talks about, one commentary talks about the fact in order to look to Jesus, we need to look away. We need to look away from the past. We need to look away from whatever it is that's enticing you and alluring you and tempting you. And we need to physically turn our head towards Jesus. What do we need to look away from? What do we need to turn away from? Is it our past? What are we focusing on right now? Is it Jesus? Or is it something else? So these are the words that I have received from heaven. Since we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, ladies, there is a massive crowd of saints. We're all saints, but there are a massive crowd of saints that have gone before us. They've walked the walk. They've preached the preach. They've faced temptation. They believed in the promise. Some of them never even got to see it, but they believed in it even in their, to their dying breath. They believed in the promise of God. And they're encouraging us to keep on running. Now, I said that there was a picture in here for Women to Women, and there is. You see, not only did God show me this stadium filled with saints, heroes, because that's what we're calling them, heroes. In fact, in chapter 11... of the book of Hebrews is quite often known as the Hall of Faith, not fame, faith, because there's listed in there all the heroes. But it's not just the heroes, it's not just the saints that are cheering us on. You see, God gave me a picture for us. Not only did the saints have pom-poms, but can we have the picture again, Michelle? Thank you very much. But you will see on the field, what do you see on the field, ladies? Cheerleaders. You see, when I leaned into the picture and I saw the saints with their pom-poms, all of a sudden I saw all of you wearing those outfits. Because we're not going to be eating chocolate cake in 2023. Never will I get away with that. Anyway, and I saw all of you with pom-poms. You see, there's a message in here for all of you. And I said, God, is that what you're calling us this year? A cheerleading squad? Are we a bunch of cheerleaders this year? Is this the picture that you have given us here? Anyone done cheerleading? Put your hand up if you've ever done a bit of you've done a bit of cheerleading? Never? No cheerleaders in the house. Okay, well, it's time to start something new. You know, when I was pondering this and I'm saying, really, God, is this really what you want to say to us? And is this the right scripture? It was my birthday on the 31st of October, and I was sitting in the car, and I said to God, you know, I've got lovely cards from all these lovely people, but I want to hear from you. Can you give me a birthday message? And I heard those words the week before at Women to Women, Since We Are Surrounding. I opened up my Bible app for the day, and there was the scripture. The exact same scripture. And I said, thank you, Jesus. You've given me it early. Thank you, Jesus, that this is the base. This is the very scripture. This is the very words you're speaking over us. And then I got a text from the lovely Mary. I don't know if it was the same day or after it. And at the end of her text message, she says, Pastor Debbie, I am cheering you on. And I could have cried. Because I call that God winks. I can't wink. But that's when he winks at you. And he says, ah, I saw you. I heard your prayer. I was with you yesterday. I saw you under the fig tree. I saw you looking out the window at that wee robin. And he winks at you. And he says, yes, Debbie, you are calling my daughters this year to be cheerleaders. Now, cheerleaders, because none of you have been a cheerleader before, but cheerleaders, the role of a cheerleader is to create team spirit. We're nearly finished, ladies. Stay with me. Their job is to create team spirit, elevating and encouraging the spirit of the team. And they do this through a variety of different ways, through chants of songs that help the team progress. They use encouraging words like, you can do it. Let's do this. You can make it. If you fall down, I will pick you back up again. And Susan at the team meeting, she added to this by saying something wonderful, which I loved. She said, cheerleaders have a wonderful strength, come on, because they are able to elevate and lift each other up. How amazing is that? So encouraging. So not only is God saying, ladies, this year, I want to remind you that you are surrounded not only by me, not only by the Holy Spirit leading you, but you are surrounded by a crowd, a cloud, whatever word you want to use, a large group of people that have gone before you already, that have walked the walk and preached the preach and gone through test and temptation and trial. And they are all there for you to read about, to study, to digest, to look at how they did it, how they didn't do it, the mistakes that they made, the achievements, but how they trusted in me, but most importantly, how faithful I was to them. And you see, the way that I was faithful to them, I'm going to be faithful to you. See, the way I came through for them, I'm going to come through for you. But not only that, not only are they an encouragement to you, but I am calling you, dear sisters, to be an encouragement to each other. This ministry is unique. I believe it is. We have created by the Spirit of God here a safe space, an environment for women to come, be themselves, to not feel judged, to feel that you belong, that you're loved here, that there is a seat here with your name on it. We don't want to be women that tear each other down. We want to be women that lift each other up. We don't want to be women that judge one another and gossip about each other. We want to sit and say lovely things to each other 1 minute and then go into the cafe and talk about each other the next. That's not what God wants to create here. It's a safe space for women. We have women of all ages, all walks of life, women who right now are going through stuff, women right now who are vulnerable right now, and we've got women right now who are strong right now. No matter what stage you're at, no matter what season you're in, God is bringing us together to support one another, to lift each other up. So this year, we are simply going to look at the heroes of the faith. And we're going to start in 2 weeks' time, here in 2 weeks' time, we're going to start with our friend and brother, Abraham. And we are going to study Abraham as a friend of God for 7 weeks. And that's going to lead us to Easter. And we're going to look at the highs and lows of his life, of his ministry, of his relationships. And you are in for a real journey It's going to be exciting. So are you with me? Have you got your pom-poms at the ready? Then would you stand with me as we close in prayer? Heavenly Father, we bow our hearts in your presence right now. We have heard your words, your vision to your people. We prayed, let those who have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us for 2023 at Woman to Woman. We receive it and we accept the challenge. Help us, Lord, this year not to be me-centered, but to be you-centered, Jesus. And as we place you at the center of our lives, of our hearts, of our minds, help us to see each other. Can I ask you just to take, I know it's still post-COVID, but you can wash your hands afterwards. Can I ask you to take the hand of the lady standing beside you or either side? You don't need to go over the aisle, but you might need to reach a wee bit behind. Father God, we stand shoulder to shoulder right now. We take each other by the hand right now and we sign up to be your cheerleading squad this year. And we may not have physical pom-poms in our hands, but Lord God, your word says that what you have called us to, that you will equip us. So Lord, would you equip us with every tool that we need to be a light in this dark world? Would you equip us with the ingredients that we need this year to be salt and light? Would you help us, Lord, wherever possible, to speak a kind word to our sister? Would you give us eyes to see, Father God, like the Good Samaritan, when someone is destitute, desperate, and on their knees, that we would not walk by, but that we would stop and speak and smile and lift them back up? Lord, let us not be consumed with comparison and jealousy and envy, but help us to celebrate our sister's achievements and blessings. When we see you blessing a sister this year, rather than getting annoyed that we are not being blessed, let us celebrate that blessing, Lord. And thank you, Jesus, that you're blessing my sister. Thank you, Lord, that you healed her. I'll continue to wait upon the Lord for my healing, but thank you, God, that you healed her. And Lord, if we can't say a kind word, let us, as we hear as children, not say anything at all. Help us to be slow to anger and quick to forgive. Help us to love, Father God, even those that are unlovable because we know of you. But we ask for your help, your grace and your mercy because we can't do it on our own. Give us a heart like Jesus this year. And Father, as we open up your words, as we study the heroes of the faith, Lord, would you inspire us? Would you teach us new things? Would you help us to get excited about stories that we may already know, but would you bring them to life afresh this year? Would you speak right into our personal, individual circumstances? And would you speak to us corporately as a ministry? As we open up the book of Abraham in a few weeks' time, we ask simply that your Holy Spirit would lead and guide us. And Lord God, create in us a hero spirit. Shindara korodo simbaradi sandarai. Sirakoto shinda sindoro boratisi. A hero spirit, Lord God, that in the years to come, that women will be sitting in a meeting and they will be saying, do you know what? I'm here tonight because my granny's, auntie's cousin's name was Megan. Her name was Megan Hewitson. I'm here today and I'm saved and I'm worshipping God because a woman named Iris witnessed to me about God's goodness. I'm here today because Angela shared the gospel message that one day that each and every woman standing in this house this evening would be referred to as a hero. That we will be heroes that will cheer on and encourage the next generation and the generations after that. So Lord, we thank you for your words. We receive it and we accept it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen.